AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. Supreme Court, with its conservative majority, has struck down affirmative action policies in higher education. Calvin Yang is with the group Students for Fair Admissions, which filed suit against Harvard and the University of North Carolina.
A resurgence of the principles of the American dream and a return to the egalitarian principles for all.
Our Sagar Magani has White House reaction.
President Biden is blasting the Supreme Court's decision.
I strongly disagree with the court's decision.
Urging colleges not to abandon their commitment to ensuring diverse student bodies reflecting America. The president's calling on them to evaluate what applicants have gone through.
The adversity a student has overcome when selecting among qualified applicants.
And that admissions processes should not just help the wealthy or well-connected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Got my life back.
A jury has found former Deputy Scott Peterson not guilty. He was criminally charged for not taking action after a gunman killed 17 people at a high school in 2018. Peterson, after the verdict, says you can't blame the police and says he hopes someday to speak with the grieving families.
We've mourned with them for 4.5 years. You know, I've seen some of these family members.
That deadly heat wave that was gripping the South is heading a little more to the east, with a number of states under high heat advisories with triple-digit temperatures and humidity numbers. Meteorologist David Roth.
Missouri, western Tennessee, most of Arkansas, small pieces of northeast Texas, eastern Oklahoma, much of Louisiana, all of Mississippi. In the northern half of Alabama.
Stocks ended mixed. The NASDAQ was lower. This is AP News. Texas officials say performer Travis Scott will not be charged for a deadly stampede at a concert.
Travis Scott's lawyer, Kent Schaefer, confirms the grand jury had met and decided not to bring criminal charges stemming from the festival. Schaefer was not sure what charges the grand jury had considered. 10 people were killed and hundreds were injured when the crowd surged during Scott's set at the festival, which attracted 50,000 people. Scott and concert promoter Live Nation had been under investigation as to whether sufficient safety measures were in place. Schaefer says Scott is not responsible for what happened, and he never encouraged anyone to do anything that resulted in people getting hurt. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
California's first in the nation slavery reparations task force has wrapped up its historic work report 2 years in the making. That report documents the state's role in perpetuating discrimination against Black residents and has dozens of suggestions for ways to atone. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.